You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I got a play. It's a guy that we both like.
There's one that sold for $61 on April 27th.
Damn. Free shipping.
Hell yeah, man.
It's not the obvious guys that win you your league.
Oh, I'm on the clock. Oh, no, I got auto pick.
Oh, there's one.
Oh, you missed your pick.
People start going way off the board here.
That's a steal, baby.
I was clicking the button. This is all messed up now.
How'd we get so many auto picks?
2, 1.
Nailed it.
Divisional round, football card, sniping, prop betting, live eBay analysis, back in the building from negative 30 to 0 degrees in Chicago and 50 and windy in Tampa. I'm your host, Andy. Got my main man, Steve, the eBay hitman, Caladesi. It's all part of the nooffseason.com sports card network. That's right. We're 100% dedicated to football cards, research, and selling tips on this channel. Steve, let's dig in. What's going on, man?
Oh, man. I don't know how much people have been keeping an eye on eBay, but not just when your team gets ejected, but kind of when the season ends, that's the next big buying window, and it only heats up as you get closer to the next year. So I've been finding a lot of good deals, and I know I've been sharing some pretty rare stuff in our Auction Sniper Discord. Some things that are not necessarily affordable for the average buyer, but too cool not to at least share and see what's going on.
You mean the red hot Jordan Love off of the historic playoff beatdown of the Dallas Cowboys? Well, I don't know how historic that beatdown of the Dallas Cowboys was, because they tend to be a choke job the last 5 years. Coincidentally with Mike McCarthy's head coaching tenure, and apparently the Cowboys are bringing them back for another year.
And how fitting that we just talked about how Jordan Love should be, you know, MVP consideration, given how well he's played. He flatlined in the middle of the season for a bit, and then we have a conversation about a potential MVP candidacy, and what do we see? The man just goes off. Dak threw a couple pick sixes, to be fair, but this guy played lights out, no doubt.
And he is still the number one selling player right now. We're tracking the data through our Keep'em app. You know, he still sold 455 cards within the past 24 hours. You can see Brock Purdy's heating up here, Lamar Jackson. Now you get those teams that were on the first round buys. They're getting into the fold here. And yes, they are quarterbacks. Yes, they are front runners. The 49ers are right now the odds-on favorite from Vegas to win the Super Bowl, followed by the Baltimore Ravens. And you also have potential MVP awards about to be handed out to maybe Brock Purdy, maybe Christian McCaffrey, but also Lamar Jackson. And then you've got Jordan Love there, who's just really taken off this week on eBay. And I think Joel makes a good point here in the chat. I want to say what's up to Joel. Bush and Messiah still looking for his boys. He cracked me up with that. Michael Hamm in the house. Yeah, go Bucks. Our Bucks made it to the divisional round. John Mack ready to dig in. Filthy, what's up, man? Thank you. Thank you, sir. Yes. That we'll definitely be talking about the Eagles here in a little bit. That was pretty concerning. But golly, Steve, look at these Jordan Love prices, how much they've gone up and the trends. I mean, they're almost to Joe Burrow type levels.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, this is the type of roller coaster you see when you've got some of the bigger names injured and their players didn't make the and their team didn't make the playoffs, and then guys that were kind of ascending already, and then they did make the playoffs. So you have like contrasting things going on here where, you know, does that make Love a buy now? I mean, there's probably still a lot of room on some of his stuff, but you know, the buy was more than likely sometime in between the beginning of the season and a couple weeks ago. But I mean, if they go all the way, you're going to see prices like you've never seen before, much like when the Bengals went to the Super Bowl.
Oh man. When the Bengals went to the Super Bowl, that was so lit, man. And people never really knew which wide receiver to target on that team. You know, it was like, Jamar Chase. Well, the interesting thing is, if you go back, right, Jamar Chase's rookie year was 2021. So he had that kind of iconic, or I would call that an infamous, notorious rookie year for just terrible printing quality from Panini, wouldn't you? Where it's like, you know, it's so hard to get PSA 10s on those prisms. If you go look at the Trevor Lawrence data, and it's like across the board on a lot of guys. I mean, there's a lot of cards from Optic and Prism and sets like that, contender-based contenders, my God. I mean, that have 10, 15% raw to PSA 10 conversion rates. I mean, and that's kind of like that across the board. If you go over to CGC or BGS, you know, or SGC, your conversion rates are going to be extremely low for 2021 as well. So it kind of definitely makes things more challenging. But then you also had T. Higgins, and T. Higgins actually put up the two touchdowns in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. You know, I challenge you, look up some PSA 9s. The set is so bad that the 9s are a lot of the 9s are off-centered, and there's just not a lot of 10s. So I think that, like, the grading companies have had to, like, adjust for the fact that that's a 9 for that print run. You know what I mean? Otherwise there may not be many 9s and there would be, you know, very little 10s, which there already are very little 10s, but I mean, I've seen some god awful centering, the silvers included. There's just not many. And 2021, I think, was at least in the last 4 years, hands down the worst print run for Prism as far as quality control.
I'm trying to see here. Okay. This is what I wanted to see, Steve. Amon-Ra St. Brown Blue Scope Optic PSA 10 is now at a higher trend than Jamar Chase. And I guess that makes sense from like just a color match perspective. So I was trying to find, you know, a prism that would match for Amon-Ra that I could compare to some of the.
Go back up, look at the Optic Hollow. Amon-Ra's way ahead now.
Optic Hollow 81 and 66. Ah, yeah, look at that. Down 20% for Jamar Chase, up 6%. And I'm looking at a 180-day trend. So this isn't just a scope looking at the last month or last week or last couple weeks. This is a six-month lens we're looking at right now. And, yeah, we can see that there has been – which is interesting because there's so much focus when it comes to wide receivers, running backs, tight ends, really any player that's not a quarterback, right, in the league, that's like a starting player that's good at their position, that we consider like either a wide receiver one or two, you know, that kind of thing, Steve. These guys typically have a lot of focus on their rookie autos and more rare cards because of the average price point of those cards being more in line with what you would see for like an Optic Hollow of a quarterback, you know? So I think a lot of it's kind of determined by a person's budget and a person's like risk tolerance and how much they want to spend on a player and stuff like that. And then, of course, you know, it's being driven up and down by supply and demand and performance and all the other things that we factor in when we talk about their hype, you know, Steve. So this is really interesting because Amon-Ra St. Brown has never been this high on these type of cards. But a lot, Steve, we were talking about the finishes, right? We were talking about the finishes for the year, and we want to go over the rankings. And we were looking at the wide receivers, and there's Amon-Ra St. Brown, number three on the season, the number three highest performing wide receiver on the season. So really good reason for him to have seen that type of change in his cards.
Yeah, and even if the playoffs were not happening right now, if you just ended the season when it ended, you see what he did there. But now where some of these guys are, you know, now on pause till next year, he had a game-winning catch, game-winning catch to put it away against the Rams. And Goff just put it on him perfect, came down with it, and that was it. So, you know, some of these guys like Amon-Ra, they're not yet household names, though they should be. And, you know, if you don't have that draft capital or you play for a non-primary team, if you will, like the Lions, it takes a little longer for your name to get out there. And, you know, we've been beating the drum on this guy for a long, long time now. And it's good to see everyone finally coming around on him.
Yeah, it looks like there's some that doesn't seem right. It's like an anomaly there. $344 auction at the beginning of the season.
Maybe some shill bidding, but that's actually a reputable seller. So
54 bids though. That sounds pretty crazy.
Yeah.
125
I could see like close to 200, or who knows? Maybe at the time of the sale, it was the only 10 available on eBay. Who knows? That does play a factor.
But if you go back to the midseason dip, look at that, 42.25 right there, 42.25, 63, 56, 55. It's like for no real good reason, you know, and then 80. And actually, I recognize the seller. Shout out to one of our own members, Tapstad, our man Tony out there. Nice, I see we got Late Stick in the house. Late Stick, Bob. Where did Bush and Messiah go? Where did Bush and Messiah go? I saw Messiah not that long ago. I also saw Bush Leaguers like a week or two ago, but I've not seen him in the chat with the rest of the guys. So we'll keep the search continues. But Mark Speltz, what's up, man? So Steve, going back to the matchups now. I mean, my Texans. Detroit Lions bold prediction that when the playoffs start is not looking so crazy anymore, man. Yeah.
Both of our plays are still in. I said KC Detroit, and you said Texans and Detroit, I believe, right?
Yes, but we were so wrong about the Cowboys. Although I remember, I think it was where did Bush Messiah go? We're calling it in the chat about, you know, the Cowboys choking.
I did say I thought it would be closer than most people would think, but that's not at all what I had in mind either. I mean, that was ugly. That was, I mean, kudos to the Packers, but a lot of that was Detroit shooting themselves in the feet, you know?
So there's definitely plays to be made on this game, and there's definitely injury news around the Ravens. So the biggest injury news that I can think of here, just starting off with Texans-Ravens, is the fact that Mark Andrews has been cleared from IR. I'm not sure how quickly they will rush him back. He did break his ankle pretty significantly there that required surgery. But Isaiah Likely has been so good. The thing is, I don't expect him to give Mark Andrews an immediate, you know, huge workload when Isaiah Likely has been that good. I expect more of a 50-50. And then I'm also, I saw Zay Flowers is totally off the injury report. So, you know, he's good to go. And that what's interesting, this Ravens team really hasn't played all their starters since what, week 17 now, you know? So this is why I was thinking, man, the Texans have been forced and put up against the burner every time, man. And they've come away with a win executing at a high level. They've had no breaks.
this is interesting because you've got like, you know, a longtime hobby darling against the new budding hobby darling. If we're looking at it from a hobby perspective. And then you've also got the narrative of the potential MVP of the NFL against the potential rookie of the year in the NFL. So a lot of different things going on there. And yeah, pretty exciting. I see Bob said crushing it on Nico. Absolutely, man. He's a guy that will hopefully do some big things in this game. And, you know, I noticed this on the list earlier when they had this pulled up. I mean, look at what you've got in the top six there, Andy. All quarterbacks, but one man stands out on that list, Mr. Nico Collins.
Nico Collins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're tracking the amount of best offer and buy it now transactions on a daily basis. And so what you're seeing here is the fact that Nico Collins has that combination of 2021 rookie year, like we were talking about with Ja'Marr Chase and Amon-Ra, and then the fact that he was probably, you know, there's been many times where Nico has dipped down to just like a fraction of those guys, and he spiked up, you know, a couple times throughout the season. But now that we're in the playoffs and he's under the lights, man, and he just went nuclear last week. So yeah, I mean, big time increases for Nico Collins all week. So
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylow's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hopefully you haven't lost any. I'm calling myself out here because I seem to have misplaced a Nico Collins rookie ticket auto that's been purchased, and it's not good, man. It's the worst thing ever. It's the worst thing ever. So the hunt continues. The hunt continues for this card.
I've had that happen before, and look, thankfully I found it. But yeah, hopefully you find it so you can fulfill the transaction. But speaking of that, I'm holding hopes Nico could see his biggest ceiling yet if they win this week. And I've got some pretty scarce ones. I got it's not a cracked ice, but I have a rookie ticket out of 23 auto of Nico that I've been holding. So I'm hoping they win this week and I'll move it. If not, I'm going to save it for the preseason. But that's my big one that I'm hanging on to.
Yeah, Derek's saying there's a few months when I was on Mechie over. You really would think that I was on Mechie over Nico. The reason why I was on Mechie, well, you guys know I was on Mechie because of the whole storyline. And
Andy was really cheap at the time.
Yeah, he was cheap at the storyline. But he is not, you know, and the fact that he went to Alabama and everything. And I was thinking that, you know, for a while there, the Texans were rumored to try and move up in the draft to draft Bryce Young. And I think they were trying to do that for a little while. So, I mean, boy, aren't they glad that they did not do something crazy to get Bryce Young and instead now have what is likely to be the offensive rookie of the year. But at the same time, Steve, where are we ranking CJ Stroud amongst all quarterbacks in the league? I think we've got to put CJ Stroud probably the top 5 to 7 quarterbacks in the NFL, not just rookies or second year quarterback. I mean, I'm talking the entire league.
No, I would agree. Top 7 for sure. We'd actually have to lay it out and see the lay of the land, but I would definitely agree with that.
I mean, if we look at the fantasy finishes, we've got he's at number 11 on PFF's total finishes, and that's with missing the two. Well, actually, it was a concussion earlier in the season too, so he missed 3 weeks, and still is a QB1 in terms of fantasy, so a top 12 QB. But in terms of winning, like obviously you're putting ahead of Trevor Lawrence, Tua, which meant an untimely demise at the end of the season. Although I will say, Steve, Tua, no concussions this year. No, everybody was so concerned about Tua's season being or his career being over, for that matter, because of another concussion. But how many times did we see Tua this year hang in the pocket, make throws? He took some hits, and he was fine. I mean, so right, wild.
Not to mention lead the league in passing yards.
Yeah, not to mention. So I think Tua is quite fine long term. Carter has soured on him quite a bit. And I think actually Tua makes for an interesting buy right now.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that team's going to be good for a while. He's obviously good. They had a lot of injuries down the stretch. You know, Waddle was hurt, and then running backs were taking turns being hurt. So, you know, there's a lot to hang on that. And, of course, they did. Yeah, they did fizzle down the stretch. But, you know, with playoff football, it's about getting hot at the right time. And, unfortunately, they got cold at the right time. So, you know, that's the thing is I don't get – and maybe it's just like there's just some guys – some people will never like, and maybe that's Tua for certain people. But if you put the raw numbers up, him and another guy that's a top QB, and you take the names away, you wouldn't be able to differentiate. You know, he's in the spot he's in for a reason, and you know, you don't just lead the league in passing and just go away. So.
Yeah, and I've got to think that now that he's been eliminated from the playoffs, I mean, they got beat down pretty good by the Chiefs. I mean, I get it was cold and frigid temperatures, but it seemed kind of predictable outcome. I could kind of like see the way the game was going to unfold as soon as it started, you know, and it was just one of those things where I think they lost how many of their – they lost Bradley Chubb and like two of their other starting edge rushers. They lost like two of their starting linebackers. One of their primary secondary was Xavier Howard, and then Javon Holland was like injured. I mean, they were just decimated with injuries on defense, couldn't get after Patrick Mahomes for anything. And Legarius Sneed, man, he is a good defensive back for the Chiefs, man. He shut down Tyreek Hill a couple times. So, yeah. I don't know if you had any other reactions to that game. It just seemed like it was untimely, and I think a lot of people are going to sour on Tua for not the greatest reasons.
You know, a lot of people during the season, you know, not that Mahomes had a bad year, but a lot of people talked about how, you know, the defense got them where they were this year, and there's definitely some truth to that. But what you don't really talk about in that conversation is in the last 2-3 years, most of those upgrades on defense were all guys they drafted. You know, I know not a lot of people go by defensive guys in the hobby. There's definitely some that do, myself included. But yeah, man, guys like George Karloftis, Legarius Sneed, like you said, they have a lot of guys they picked up in the past couple of years, that Nick Bolton, that are phenomenal. And basically the reason they're as good as they are, Mahomes doesn't have to run the whole show, you know.
Bob says he's buying some Devin Singletary. Devin Singletary has been the life of the Texans' backfield, man. It almost seems like they forgot all about Damian Pierce. Damian Pierce, man, a really, really bad run this year. And unfortunate, because I was a Damian Pierce fan, him coming from Florida and the way he played in his rookie season and everything.
Yeah. It's really weird, and I'm actually wondering if the overusage, we talk about running back overusage and what the effect that typically has on the following year. I mean, they were bad last year, and the only bright spot on that team was him, but he was touching the ball like 30-plus times a game in some cases. So maybe he'll bounce back after a little bit of downtime, but, I mean, they ran that man into the ground. Yeah, the O-line was bad too, for sure. So, who knows? I don't think he's completely a wash, but obviously he's not a guy that no one's rushing out to buy at the moment.
Yeah, and Joel our resident Texans fan, said the O-line was bad this year, hurt all season. Good to see Chad, man. Look at Chad in the house. Good to see you, Chad.
You know, it's interesting you brought up Singletary. I had a conversation with Derek and some other people about, you know, potential free agency, guys that are going to be free agents next year. I know there's two big running backs, Andy, in Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley. And I think that they both fit the mold, and Houston has a lot of money to spend. I could see them, but probably Saquon, especially if Houston goes, they've already made it this far. They may just be like a couple components short of going the distance here. I could see them doing that and having like a really elite run game.
That would be interesting. You mentioned Derrick Henry and Saquon, which would be two big time running back changes. I do think Derrick Henry changes teams, Steve. Saquon, I feel like Saquon's going to find a way to take some kind of team friendly deal and stay with the Giants. It's kind of my feels. That guy plays with a lot of heart. I think he's got an incredible work ethic, but it seems like he kind of he was one of the first guys last year in free agency, if you remember, or that I remember, coming to terms with not a suboptimal contract and getting the franchise tag again. And I just feel like Saquon ends up staying in New York, but I think Derrick Henry leaves. That's just kind of my take on it, Steve.
True. I mean, there's definitely some guys that take intangibles over bottom line dollars, but if money does become a deciding factor, there's only one other team with more money to spend than them, and that's Washington. So
they got a ton of money to spend. Ton of money. I was actually pulling up Derrick Henry's cards to find out that, I mean, they really haven't dipped. I mean, this guy is still like a premium case running back in the hobby. I mean, I get it's 2016 rookie cards, so you know, yeah, you got a little bit more scarcity there. Low PSA 10 conversion rate on his Prism Silver. But still at over $100, $150 average. I mean, that's pretty nice, man.
I was watching a rookie ticket auto the other night, and I'll tell you what, I've personally seen on eBay more watchers on certain types of cards lately than even during the year or the beginning of the year. The card had 99 watchers that I saw. It could have been higher at the last second, but when it went over a certain dollar amount, I kind of tuned out on it. But yeah, man, that's an iconic card of a guy that's going to be remembered as one of the best to play the position in our generation.
Are you talking about the Travis Kelce card?
I was talking about the Henry rookie ticket auto. It ended yesterday.
Yeah. I thought you were, but then I saw Chad's comment in the live chat. So
I saw that interview. I actually sent it to you earlier.
It was your comment was like coincidentally right in line with what Travis Kelce said about that rookie card. You know, it's an iconic card. The 2013 Topps Under Armour. And yeah, it's hilarious because he hates it, which makes it, I think, just that much better of a card to actually own. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like that is the card to own of his.
Yeah, it is what it is, man. It's already there, and it's probably one of his most recognizable cards. So,
hey, and he doesn't have to autograph it anymore. I'll make way more money if I somehow get Taylor Swift to autograph that card.
Chad just said the same thing.
If I get her to kiss it or something, you know, get the lipstick on there.
Just I bet wait you for the breakup first, and she'll potentially do it as like a revenge thing.
So is there any shot that the Texans have to beat the Ravens this weekend? I mean, we're talking about, you know, what they're going to do in free agency and their draft capital, their free cap space, and all that kind of good stuff. Here they are in the divisional round. I mean, the Texans just miracle story right now. You think they have any shot here against the Ravens' elite defense?
Man, I'll tell you what, there's a huge difference between pick and playoff games and regular season games. And as you've seen the past week and a half, 2 weeks here, these are anybody can win and the most unexpected things can happen. But I think the Ravens D is just too good to get blown out. I think this thing is just a really close game. So the spreads are favorable. I think the Texans spread is even pretty nice, 9.5. In what could be a pretty close game, you know, offensive juggernaut against the defensive and pretty much offensive juggernaut. So I think the Ravens win in a close game.
Yeah. I mean, it's the thing is, the Texans still remain pretty beat up along the defensive line. 5 defensive tackles or defensive end missing practice this week through Wednesday. It's also important to note that Noah Brown was placed on injured reserve and will miss the rest of their playoff run. So I think that's like, you know, a notable loss. And so, I mean, a lot of targets are going to get consolidated to Nico Collins. You may see Brevin Jordan once again getting some targets again, and Dalton Schultz as well. I mean, they're kind of down to those guys as being their top pass catchers in the offense with everybody else out. So, yeah, and the Ravens defense is pretty much healthy except for maybe Marlon Humphrey with a calf who's yet to practice this week as of yesterday. Maybe he's back today. I'm not quite sure. And otherwise, I mean, they're getting guys back. Like we said, they're getting Mark Andrews back. They're getting Devin Duvernay back that may play some time. So, yeah, man, this is going to be a really tough match for Houston.
Yeah, it's really hard to say, but I...
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylo's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
I think that, you know, there's definitely something to be said about missing a week or having a bye. Like, it does stale teams a little bit. So I think that the Ravens will be a little rusty, but I think they're too good to lose right now, and I think it'll take a bigger team to knock them out.
What about the Packers, who are also an unlikely divisional round playoff contender here, going to San Fran play the 49ers? Doesn't look like there's a ton of injury practice participation information out of Green Bay, as they didn't practice Tuesday. They held a walkthrough Wednesday, except for A.J. Dillon, DMP, the first two practices. But is that really a big deal with Aaron Jones going off against the Cowboys, you know, over 5 yards per carry, 3 touchdowns?
Yeah, I think, it just goes to show you people are quick to assume it's the, that dreaded age for running backs, in which case, in some guys it just isn't. I mean, in his case, he was just dealing with an injury all year. And he's obviously still got it. He'll probably still have it for another, 2-3 years. But I saw him on your top 10 list, Andy. I mean, how could he not be? The dude ran absolutely mad.
Oh, in terms of eBay volume?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on the top 10 list. And see, that's the thing with Aaron Jones. He's now, like, if you see, he's fallen down quite a bit, and because we're tracking 24-hour increments. So if we filter here by Green Bay, by the way, guys, if you want access to this app, just check out footballcardquest.com. Go premium. All of our membership tiers of our premium membership come with access to this app. So you get this, track your collection. You can do all the compare features through here, and it tracks all the graded football card sales through eBay. Plus, now we're tracking the daily best offer and buy it now sold results through eBay as well. And you can see that, Aaron Jones has fallen all the way down. I mean, he's only had 2 cards sell within the last 24 hours, buy it now, our best offer accepted. And that's probably just because there's more scarcity. Look, he's only got 320 different rookie cards, Steve. So We're also tracking the information from TCDB or tradingcarddatabase.com to tell you basically how many different rookie cards a player has been printed in. It's not necessarily saying print run, but we're telling you how many parallels, how many inserts do they have, how many base cards, how many sets were they printed in. This is giving you an idea of basically, you know, each one of these cards could have their own print run. And a lot of them do, like, you know, not all of them are going to be one of ones. There's a lot of cards that are more common, right? So in general, the guys with a higher number of different rookie cards are going to have a higher availability per se on eBay. So you can see the difference there in like Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs from the 2022 draft class compared to Jaden Reed, 2023. All his sets aren't out yet, but then Aaron Jones, who's also very little draft capital with Aaron Jones, or he may have been an undrafted free agent. I can't quite remember, but I know he was taken late in the draft. So he's only got 320 different rookie cards, and I think that plays a big role into it too, Steve.
He's printed an optic, though. He's printed.
Yeah, but no rated rookie logo.
True.
But so yeah, I think that plays a big role because I think people look at that and they're like, well, I'd rather have Prism. If there's no rated rookie logo, wouldn't you just rather have Prism?
Yeah, I could see that. Wicks.
Dontavian Wicks.
This week.
Yeah, he's got a few amounts as well with only 847. In fact, Luke Musgrave, the tight end, printed a lot more than him, 1,291.
How about Musgrave coming back from that kidney injury, man? Good for him coming back and getting healthy.
Yeah, man. So do you think they have any shot here against the 49ers? They're effectively at full health after their postseason bye.
They definitely have a shot. I think this is another similar situation to the previous game where it'll most likely be pretty close, but I don't think this week I'm going with any, not none, but not any dogs. Not because of the way the money lines shape up, I may take a couple of underdogs just to hedge my bets a bit, but I think more than likely the Niners advance.
And for comparison, you can see Christian McCaffrey with 2,028 different rookie cards. So literally about seven times more than Aaron Jones. And yet Christian McCaffrey still had 26 best offer buy now sold in the last day. And so a lot of people think Christian McCaffrey should win the actual MVP this year, Steve. You think it's going to be Christian McCaffrey, Brock Purdy, Lamar? Who do you think is going to get it?
It would be kind of nice to see a positional player get it. It would be nice to see a positional player. I mean, he is leaps and bounds better than anyone else at their position right now. So it'd be a shame if he didn't win it, but you know, just about everyone on that list has a guy, has a legitimate case for the award. I mean, I agree with Joel. I think that, you know, the community and the coaches and the broadcasters, they like Lamar, you know, not just for MVP, but they just like him as that style of play, as him as a person. So I think that has a little bit of an edge. And plus, he's a quarterback. So I think that he probably gets it. But I mentioned it a few weeks ago. I wish they would have like a QB, non-QB MVP because it's almost unfair to anyone that's not a quarterback as far as winning the award.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty – yeah, I agree, man. I agree. And the thing is, a quarterback position is so important to any sport, but especially football. And you compare it to other sports, it's like the quarterback's like 10 times more important than any other position in any other sport because of how many times they touch the ball and how every single play has got to run through them, you know? So it's almost like, well, I mean, there's nothing that Christian McCaffrey could really do to compete with the quarterbacks. And he's done quite a bit this year. So it would be nice. I'm looking at this. Silver Prism rookie ticket auto December 13th for CMC that went for 158. And then you fast forward to Christmas, and I'm seeing one that's going for 355, 230 on Christmas Eve, 355 on Christmas, 230 the day after. I mean, quite the variance there, but that was the last. I mean, that shot up like crazy. And then there really hasn't been another one sold since then, because the rookie autos for Christian McCaffrey.
There was a game on Christmas. That's why the price shot up like it did. Remember they played on
Christmas? Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So
that was a well time.
When we talk about having your card end during the game or towards the end of the game, that's why. Look at that. Look at that price difference.
Yeah, man. That's a good point. I was actually I'm curious to see between Christian McCaffrey and Derrick Henry at this point. I got to think that at this point, Christian McCaffrey's on a better career arc. You know, even though he dealt with some injuries, and it looked like he was going to fall off the tracks, man. It looks like he was going to fizzle out there for a small time period. But that would have been the best ultimate like time to buy, right? Right before he was traded to San Fran. And obviously now he's just, I mean, look at that $255 Prism PSA 10. I mean, that's and his rookie card variation is probably what, an extra $500-$600 over Derrick Henry.
Yeah, don't forget that people considered him injury prone and washed and all this other stuff when he got traded, and he was actually being looked at as like a guy that you shouldn't draft in fantasy anymore, you know? And now it's kind of flipped where, Derrick Henry's still got it, but he's shown some signs of slowing down. He's a little bit older. McCaffrey obviously is MVP candidate. He's a little bit younger. He's still in the playoff race. He's going for a Super Bowl. So yeah, the value's justified, and I think he's definitely got a few more years left in him. If they keep that core together, that team's going to be hard to beat for a long time.
They really are, man. They really are. I think they win this game. I just don't see them I don't see them cracking at all in the seams at home here, man. It's just too well coached too, Kyle Shanahan, I just don't see. They got a lot of experience. I know Brock Purdy at points this season has just totally self-destructed. I don't think this is one of those times. I think they've had plenty of time for preparation, and I think this is where the train stops for the Packers. But I'll definitely be betting on Christian McCaffrey overs in this game.
Yeah, do they got him on there yet?
Yeah, let me see. San Fran, here we go. Ayuk, Samuel, here we go. Yeah, got a ton of them. Underdogfantasy.com, promo code Quest, gets you that 100% instant deposit bonus. Steve, what are we feeling here? We've got a lot of props on.
129, good Lord, dude.
It's a big number, man. It's a big number, but we got to think that the Packers aren't the best run defense. I mean, you can run on them. You can run on them. You can throw on them. This game should get interesting if Jordan Love can continue playing the way he's playing, continue making some of those throws he was making. I don't know what the weather's going to be like here in San Fran, but maybe okay. I mean, I'm not – I mean, with the line is 50.5. 50.5 is a massive line. I don't think we're expecting too many weather concerns. Wish Messiah was out there in the chat to confirm. I know Derek would love to talk to him.
Well, while you're looking at that, let me consult the old weather guide here for is that a Saturday or Sunday game?
We would have heard something about it. It's a Saturday night game.
All right, let's see.
We would have heard something about it. So I think we're good.
I know Buffalo's looking at some serious nonsense again here. All right, so 59 with a small chance of rain, basically. So no big deal.
Yeah, I'm not
normal spring weather for most states.
I think this 32.5, Steve, receiving yards may be our line right there.
I like that. Yeah, I like that too. Ayuk with a tutty. He's got a spicy pepper on there.
Ayuk with the touchdown. Got to go for it. Brock Purdy, he's got a fumbled chili pepper.
2.5x.
2.5x if he fumbles.
265 passing yards. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty low. It's pretty low.
I was going to say, he hasn't hit that in a while, though.
Right there at it. Right there at it, man.
Hell, he didn't hit it against Washington.
We could do the rivals, too. We could pick Jordan Love to outpass Brock Purdy plus 15.5 yard adjustment. So that's an interesting one you could add. So,
yeah, we haven't. I don't think we've done any of those. So that's pretty cool.
And we've basically added that to the slip we already had going. So it's basically, I just need Jordan Love to outpass Brock Purdy by 15.5 yards, more than Brock Purdy. I'll take that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, especially if, you know, Purdy looks like he's kind of been stumbling the past few weeks. I know he got shooken up in that Christmas game, and good old Sammy D had to come in, but I can see them, especially if they can't stop McCaffrey, I can see them just running it down their throats most of the time.
And you got 18.5 receiving yards for Aaron Jones. They really only won that one dump off, but they didn't need to, man. They're going to be bringing the heat.
The 90.5 receiving and rushing.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a...
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Or hell,
even just the rushing, 67.5.
Yeah, 67.5. 16.5 attempts. Yeah, I mean, it's just going to be game script dependent.
It's got to be that rushing yard total, man. He's just been all over that. And, you know, the Niners D is really, really good, but we've seen some games this year where they've just given up a lot of yards, you know.
Okay.
We're topping it off with
Romeo Doubs touchdown.
It's really hard to pick out of these Green Bay receivers. They've been really spreading it around. What about Doubs? I mean, he had like 100 yards in the first half.
Yeah, he did. And so I think, you know, my thought process around that is the game plan is going to shift this week. So
2.5 for Musgrave, that's not bad. And that's got a pepper attached to it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a 3.
Just look at the receptions. You got a multiplier on just the receptions.
For 2.5?
And he just is coming back from that kidney injury, so his role should only grow.
Let's do it. I like that one. It's fragile, but it's not as fragile as the touchdown.
Let's get some cash.
Let's do it.
Let's get some cash.
Boom. Play for $256.20. We're only betting $10, guys. You can sign up for as little as $10 on Underdog Fantasy with promo code Quest, and they'll give you a free $10 and you can make the play with us or change your picks and make a different play. But I like that. I like that slip right there, Steve. So Luke Musgrave's a rookie too. So, you know, he's going to have a brand new Prism set, you know, out on the market.
I got a cool factoid for you since we're talking Green Bay tight ends. I know that you're a fan of A.J. Dillon and Dillon's deals.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you follow his page recently, but he was putting together a rainbow of Tyler Kroft, who's the other tight end.
Yeah, Tucker Kroft.
Tucker Kroft. And he finally got it. It took him 2 weeks, but he put out like, hey, if anyone sees this, this, and this card, let me know. And, you know, the word got around, and it took him only 2 weeks to get the full rainbow. And he's getting the entire rainbow signed by him and sending it to PSA.
Oh, nice.
So that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it is pretty sweet. I saw him cracking a slab on his thing earlier.
Yeah, it was a 10. It was a 10 of like the 1 of 5 or the 1 of 1. I can't remember.
Kendre.
Which one are we looking for here?
A lot of hunting. I'm not even filtered down. I was just looking to see what we had on tap for. For Prism, 2023 Prism. What's been your major takeaway from 2023 Prism? What do you think about it?
I like it. It's, you know, I one thing I like is consistency. Oh, look at that gold Lamar. And I think what they have is a really good set of numbered parallels that are easily recognizable. Some of the colored parallels, like that green pulsar, or you got the purple pulsar or whatever. You definitely have a lot going in that. Everyone loves the discos, the lasers. Those are all sweet. That orange out of 249 is easily recognizable. If you just held it up, most people would know what print run that is. Yeah, Joel said it. Quality control way better. I've seen a handful of breaks, and I don't think I've seen very many OC off-center cards or print line cards or you know, any of the stuff that we've been really complaining about for the past 2 years. So I think the last time it was this good was probably 2020, and it could even be better. We haven't seen enough product opened yet to know, but it seems like it could be the best as far as quality control goes.
Joel says, would you rather have a silver prism auto, no serial number, or an optic holo out of 125 on card auto?
Oh, I'm an optic guy, man. I'm an optic guy.
For sure. Yeah, I like the optic holo out of 125 on card auto. I'm gonna go with that one as well. However, the silver prism auto is like a gold standard, man, in the hobby. Super liquid, incredibly popular. I mean, just always, always in demand. Like, it's going to have such good long-term. But I think the optic holo out of 125 does as well. And you have known scarcity printed on the card, which is always nice, with the silver finish in this case too. So
I think if you're buying to resell, I think that in this case, because of it being at a 125 instead of a lower number, the silver probably, especially for a quarterback, if you looked at like the price of the Jalen Hurts or the Tua from like even a year or two ago, is exponentially higher. So I do think that people gravitate towards that first. There's like the 1A and the optic is like the 1B. But me personally, I'm a huge, huge optic guy. I love optic.
Yeah, I'm excited for that release later on.
You know, it's the only thing that's sad for me is, you know, all the times these new products come out, Andy, they're so pricey for even a blast, or and the singles are the guys you like. You know, I've been riding the Puka train since the season started, and I wouldn't dare pay these prices right now. I would love to have a nice Puka silver or something like that, but I'm gonna wait till the flames calm a little bit.
Yeah, man. Everybody is buying 2023 Prism. A lot of people are, especially specific players like CJ Stroud and Jahmyr Gibbs, Sam Laporta. I mean, big time. Jaden Reed, even putting up a goose egg last week. I mean, ton of people were all over his cards. So, I mean, there's quite a few players from the 2020 class people are on. There's only a few sleepers that are really going under the radar. And one of them, I don't know. What do you think about the Buccaneers at the Lions here? And I like our young guy, Trey Palmer. I think he's a interesting sleeper rookie wide receiver there.
He absolutely cooked the secondary for that long touchdown there. And that shows a lot of promise, although the tackling was a bit suspect. But, you know, especially with the question mark around Mike Evans coming back next year, that's a good sign. You know, if Evans doesn't come back, that you've got a guy that could be, you know, someone to fill his shoes, if you will. But I will say this, I am a bit upset because the Lions played the Rams, a team that I really wanted to go deep into the playoffs week one, and then they played the Buccaneers the next week. So, again, only one team can win, but I don't think I'll be truly heartbroken either way. I really want both of these teams to go all the way. So whichever one of these from the NFC wins, I'll be rooting for them the rest of the way.
Right on, man. Yeah. Man, I mean, Filthy, he called it against the Eagles. Eagles totally fell apart. I think that they should fire Nick Sirianni. That's just my opinion. I don't know, man. This Eagles team is dysfunctional. Sorry to Jason Kelce, who had to retire off of that.
But, although he's not retired, he did say that he made – there was an emotional statement that got heard and spoken about, but he is not yet retired. So just so everyone knows.
Really? Well, I know from watching the documentary and everything, the beating that his body has taken for so long. I mean, he's getting up there in age, and I know he's got little kids and stuff. So I just thought it would be, I know he wants to keep competing, but I thought he would have been hanging it up after this season.
Whatever their problem is over there, you could call it the Shane Steichen effect, whatever it is. They definitely, whatever they had going the first 7-8 weeks of the season disappeared, whatever that was. I mean, you looked like you had, you know, AJ Brown looking like the MVP of the league, you know, Hurts looking like top two, top three QB in the league. That offense looked unstoppable. That defense looked unstoppable. Then all of a sudden, both sides of the ball sucked, like almost overnight. So I don't know what it is. I don't think that they're, you know, need to break the team up or do anything ridiculous like that. But there's obviously some leadership issues and possibly some coordinator issues, whatever those are. So hopefully they can get that stuff ironed out and get it going again, because they're too good to be that bad, you know.
I agree. Yeah, man, it's bad. It's bad. Now I want to buy into Jalen Hurts, and I'm like, man, Devonta Smith has been injured. He's probably at pretty good levels now, but I'm like, it's going to take even more next year for all their hype to get back up and for them to actually go up, you know, and become super demanded again. It's going to take a really hot start, and I'm nervous. Like, I'm a little bit way more concerned about buying into the Eagles players now than I ever have before.
Yeah. And that is exactly how, you know, price swings happen. You know, when people give up on guys, the prices tank, and one of two things happen. You know, they stay in the dumps, or, you know, they get back to form, and people who bought in and believed, prosper, you know. And you're seeing that with Mayfield, you're seeing that with Goff, you're seeing that with you know, a lot of players around the league right now, but especially ones that have high draft capital at the quarterback position.
Mm. Trey Palmer didn't get printed in the in Prism, it looks like, but Bush and Messiah said that this is he said he heard this about Russell Gage for a few years. So he's telling me to calm down. Look, Trey Palmer's a lot faster than Russell Gage, but also he's drafted by the Bucks. So, yeah, man, Russell Gage totally flamed out. He got a little paycheck from the Bucks and then just
fizzled real quick.
Yeah.
But, man, this is going to be – I think this will be a banger, man. I think this will be a good game. And
yeah, it should be 49-point over.
Everyone that kind of was hit or miss week to week on the Bucks defense, guys that you and I both know are good, guys that aren't household names, Antoine Winfield, Vita Vea, Joe Treyanshinka, even Shaq Barrett. I mean, had some massive plays this past week and just looked incredible. So I think that if they can all be on the same page, a lot of good things can happen. And we mentioned earlier about off-season free agents, and Antoine Winfield's the guy the Bucks need to make a big offer for to keep around, because he's been already linked to a lot of other teams.
Yeah, we need to keep him for sure as a big part of our defense.
Yeah, and he's only, what, 24?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's not very old. Final game, Steve. Divisional round. Chiefs, Bills, 45.5-point total here. We got another Buffalo game.
Another sub-zero crap weather game.
Yeah, the Chiefs are used to it now, though, after this past week.
You know, here's what I don't understand is I see this argued every year, and I've seen it argued for baseball as well as football. And to some degree, I agree, and to some degree, I disagree. I think that there should be a point in time where you should need to have, like, a retractable roof on your stadium, because, like, there's a cutoff point where it's, like, it's not even humane to be playing, like, in the 20 below, 30 below weather. Like, it actually has a massive impact on, like, the quality of the game for the players and the fans. You know what I mean? Nope. You know, people want to see, like, an even playing field football game. And it's like, hey, look, here's a game and a playing field that's completely different than you've played on the entire season, and your whole season depends on it. Go have fun, you know? So I do think that, like, you know, weather's cool and it should be a factor in the game, yada, yada, yada. But there is obviously extremes that, you know, shouldn't be a factor in the game. And cold of that magnitude shouldn't be either.
So what you're saying is, we shouldn't bet overs in the Chiefs-Bills game. Although, you know,
if there's two teams that are used to playing in this crap, it's definitely them. So I don't think it'll affect anything too much. And, you know, hopefully if Josh Allen takes off running, someone just takes his head off this time instead of letting him run right past. So I'm sure you saw that controversial play there.
Yeah, where he stutter-stepped or started to do real quick, like he was going to slide and then take off.
Here's the thing, though, and this is I put this entirely on the defense. If a quarterback slides, you can still two-hand touch them to the ground, right? And, in fact, you should. That's taught at the basic level of peewee football. But to just put your hands down and let them run by because you assume they're going to slide – that's not pro, man. That's not even high school football. So that's bad on them. Dolphins want to stay warm, get home field. Yeah, but playing in 80, 90 degree weather is, like, acceptable. Like, that's, it's not inhumane to be playing in that. You don't need to, you know, put on layers or have heaters on the sidelines or anything crazy like that.
So,
like, if you stand out in 80 degree weather, you know, you don't get frostbite and die after 5 minutes, you know.
So who do you think is going to win, Steve?
I think KC's going to win.
KC.
Mahomes living the dream, man. He gets his first playoff run as a away team competitor, and I think that it doesn't matter to him. I think he wins anyway.
We need to get some of Derek's Henry. Derek's dude is my brain is just I'm so tired right now.
Derek Henry.
It's all right, man. I was gonna say we need to get some of Derek's chimneys, his fireplaces installed in these stadiums up in the Northeast where it's so cold, man.
Surround the field with them and keep them warm.
Surround the field, yeah, to keep these players warm, keep the field warmed up. Nolan Paul comes in with a comment. If Herbert had the season Tua had, Herbert's prices would be through the roof. Steve, what do you think about this?
Mostly true. And here's the thing is Herbert was having the season Tua had before he got hurt. Pretty similar numbers before he got hurt, but it wasn't reflected in the market because of the team record. You know, Keenan Allen was having a career season. You know, the whole team was doing well in the passing game, but they couldn't run the ball to save their life. They couldn't play defense to save their life, except for a few games where they had like 9 sacks. But, you know, that just goes to show you the effects of an injury on a player or if there's any doubt at all on a player. Plus also the record, which is why market size, you know, playoff potential and all these things are such big factors in predicting a card's value the following season or even the following week.
Has there been any movement?
I agree with Nolan and another aspect, which is why I've been buying Herbert and I've been buying Tua. In fact, all the 2020 QBs have been a buy all year because their prices have tanked due to injuries. And Tua's have not really gotten up there till towards the end of the year. And as soon as they got eliminated, you know, now they're back in the ranges of, hey, I can buy this and, you know, see some margins of profit next year.
Yeah, I agree with a lot of that. And I'd be really interested to see where Herbert's prices would be had he been in Tua's place, because Herbert's prices, the only reason that thing makes me think maybe they wouldn't have gone so high through the roof is that Herbert's prices were already kind of high, you know? They were
his were for sure way higher than Tua's. Yeah. So they had a little room to go down, whereas Tua's were, you know, suppressed because of last year's injuries, concussions and all that. So there's definitely, that was the hesitancy between both of those.
But the fact that Tua's didn't get to where Herbert's historically have been and Joe Burrow's have been after the season. Well, he started to get there at the beginning, but then if you remember, they lost the Bills, pretty ugly game in London, and that kind of started into the mid-season dip. And although Tua never got injured this year, there was then so much focus on, well, Tyreek Hill's holding up this offense and it's Mike McDaniel's, you know, zone run scheme and Raheem Mostert scoring so many touchdowns and Jaylen Waddle was banged up there with back injuries and this and that. So it took a lot of focus away from Tua there for, I think, a good chunk of the season. And maybe if Herbert's there, I mean, obviously Herbert's got a howitzer for an arm. He's got an arm cannon, you know, and Tua doesn't have that. I mean, Herbert could legitimately overthrow Tyreek Hill, maybe, but Tua certainly can't. Let's put it that way.
You know, he's got not everyone can throw it 60, 70 yards for sure. But he's an example of, you don't need to, you know, his mid-range passing accuracy and power is ideal for what it needs to be. And clearly as a guy that led the league in passing, goes to show that, you know, arm strength isn't the entire equation. You know, Jamarcus Russell had a big arm too, and he didn't do so hot.
Well, I mean, he let the all you can eat buffets and the health
he,
and
he fitness. Liked, he liked you know, Robitussin and Lean and all that other stuff a little too much.
Yeah, the bottom line was Jamarcus Russell was not part of Empower Men. So
true.
Yeah,
in fact, he was probably the opposite of that.
Good time to shout them out. I'm still grinding. I actually had a new low weigh-in just the other day, 207, man. So Right now, like at 42 pounds down, man. So their offer is still open, guys. They are a gracious sponsor of the channel, and there's a link in the description below for up to $150 off if you want to join their 90-day program. It's money back guaranteed if you don't hit your results. Check it out. DM me. We'll get you some more information if you're interested. But they will help you accomplish any health, fitness, finance goals that you may have, and really help you optimize and achieve your true potential.
Yeah, man. And I think it's that much greater that you're doing it yourself and not just, trying to push a product. Like, you are a walking example of its proven track record, and it's a successful program. Clearly, 40 plus pounds in what, 3 months, 2 months?
Yeah, 2.5 months. Yeah. The 3 month mark will be at the end of January. So, happy to have been a beta tester of the program. I mean, it's best program I've ever been a part of, man. I mean, that's why they guarantee the results. It's awesome. So, for any of premium members on the Quest, there is a different link that I posted in the Discord server. That one is actually going to get you $250 off their 90-day program. So definitely check that out. If you're a premium member and you're thinking about doing it, use the link in the Discord or send me a private message on any of the apps, and I will hook you guys up over there.
I think there's definitely a few other things I want to go over. But, Andy, I think that one thing we haven't talked about on our show anyway is another sponsor of the show that you mentioned on your show with Carter the other day that may come as a surprise to some people.
We got a couple now that we're working with, but we have some really big, what do you call it? Like, big, it's a big sponsorship, but it's important. Like, we have like a big event coming up basically where we're going to be going to their headquarters. And we're also going to be doing a couple like live appearances with CGC cards or CGC grading. And so that I'm really excited to partner with them. So as part of the No Off Season Sports Card Network, we are going to be officially bringing on CGC grading. And so I'm excited to talk about, where CGC grading has come from. They are backed by the largest paper and coin grading companies in the industry. I love their plastic and their slabs. We'll talk more about that. But I have done videos in the past where I've like tried to crack all different major slabs out there. And man, CGC is a very, very good, durable plastic. So, yeah, and their prices, when you like compare their prices to other grading companies' prices in the market, it's right there with like an SGC. And so they're gaining traction. If you look at their numbers from Gem Mint Rate last year, they actually were the second highest grading company in terms of like cards submitted to them and graded for the year, behind PSA, ahead of SGC.
And another wild fact is, the biggest hobby strike against them from collectors was, I don't like how the slab looks, but for those that haven't seen them, they've changed the slab design last year and much better, much better. I think the old green label needed to go. I think they knew that for a while too. It's just a matter of changing it. So the new ones look clean. If you like the SGC tuxedo black label look, this is very comparable to that, and they are nice. And we did do a sub with them last year, and I have that stack here in my room still. They're beautiful, man. So I'm looking forward to doing another one of those, and also checking their site out over there.
Yeah, grading fees as low as $12 per card. So a lot more information to come about that. Literally, we just kicked that. I mean, we haven't even really kicked it off yet, but we just signed the paperwork basically, and we're actually be meeting tomorrow. I'll be meeting tomorrow with the guys over at No Off Season, Paul Hickey and the gang, and we'll be working on the plan to basically kind of launch it more mainstream next week. Also, I'm going to have Ziggy No on the channel. Ziggy and I will be doing a quick live stream tomorrow at like noon Eastern, like 12 p.m. Eastern. And we're going to get his update on all the breaks. He's been buying into Prism Breaks like crazy, 2023 Prism Breaks. So I love his angle, his strategy that he's taken towards it. And I want to see, he's been tracking everything through Excel, taking meticulous notes, all the breaks. Yeah, he'll be back on. Ziggy's a lot of fun to have on. And we'll get some fun Prism takes from him tomorrow afternoon. We got a lot more stuff in the works. I got our buddy Ryan, him and I have been trying to line our schedules up because he's got a box of Absolute and a box of Prism he wants to rip. I gotta spin up a Prism hobby box for all the premium members. Steve, you're interested, you're more than welcome to join in. I gotta think it might fill up quick. I don't know, but that's something that I know a lot of people want to rip Prism. So I will do a hobby box break for Prism. So yeah, it's kind of things off the top of my head right now before we wrap this thing up and I hit the hay. Any other parting shots that you have, Steve?
I was just two more things I wanted to do real quick. One of them just of the guys that are left in the divisional playoff round, mm-hmm. is there any guys you specifically like and you know, would consider buying that maybe there's still some room to grow on their stuff, and it's a guy that you would even hang on to going forward out of the guys that are still here?
It would be Isaiah Likely on the Baltimore Ravens, okay. Man. That guy is a freaking stud.
I know I bought a handful of his rookie ticket autos in the past year or two for like sub $7, you know, just because he had those few games where he filled in for Andrews, who's seeming, you know, we don't like to use that term injury prone, but he has been hurt quite a bit. And, you know, who knows if they keep him around long term with the success that Likely's had. So, yeah, that is a good one. And I think Rashad White's showing that he's a guy that's not going anywhere. Rashee Rice is showing he's a guy that's not going anywhere.
Rashee Rice prices are getting up there.
Yeah. Yeah. It may be close to too late for Jordan Love stuff. Ravens, I'm not really big on. I think that other than Likely, there's not anyone I'm really interested in getting in on there. I think that they go out and get a running back in the offseason, which could be one of these big names. That would be insane if they were to get Henry, for example. And then Texans, I mean, I'm still buying Nico if I find a good deal, honestly. Like, I think that guy is like absolute baller. He showed it. You know, the numbers do not lie, man. He's had some major, major games. So that's that on that. The last thing I was hoping you would show is like one or two more of those cards from the auction sniper forum, the T. Higgins maybe, and the Goff. And actually, James posted that Black Finite Lamar, which would be pretty cool to share with people too.
Well, that's a really sick gold vinyl.
Oh, it's so nice, man.
T. Higgins rookie ticket auto, $1,500 or best offer.
And the cool thing about that card is, you know, yeah. And this is actually probably to your advantage if it's something you're interested in. Like, because of the QB situation and injuries, like, T. Higgins has not had his best year. However, he's probably going to a team where he will be the number one receiver next year. So that should entice you because that puts that card at, like, major, major flip trajectory if he goes to a winning team and he becomes the number one receiver. I mean, even if he stays with Cincy, that's – probably low for what it should be. You have to click the stupid show original listing. I hate when it does it. You may have to maximize it. I'm not sure why it does it. Let me see if I can pull it up here. What the Lamar went for.
Currently sold out. Yeah.
I don't know why it does that. You might have to run a 130 point on that one. The other ones were loading just fine for me.
There's a black finite 101 Lamar Jackson. I'm not surprised. This would be the week to sell it, but I'm guessing that one went for like $50,000.
Let's see, black finite Lamar.
The Jared Goff cracked ice rookie ticket auto PSA 10 went for $2,650. Weren't we watching a Jordan Love cracked ice?
Yeah, so that one ended, the one we shared at the beginning of the show, that ended at $5,400. I thought it'd be cool to share the Goff because, I mean, I know we talk about him probably a lot more than other shows do, but for good reason. I mean, here's a guy that was becoming a hobby afterthought just 2-3 years ago. And just to show you that, just because a guy has like a lull in the middle of his career, it's not the end of the road necessarily. So this is a guy that now is still in a position to win a Super Bowl here. And this is his second opportunity to maybe do so. So we'll see what happens.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I hope everybody has good fortune this weekend, man. Great steam. Oh my God, stream. I gotta go to bed, guys.
His past couple days of being out and about with the fam. So get some rest, Andy.
Yeah.
And, good luck in our slip and everyone's slips this weekend. If you're taking any wagers whatsoever, best of luck to everyone. And just remember, man, there's always next year. Growing up in Chicago, that's something we had to deal with. So if your team's already out, sorry to hear that, but there's always next year.
There you go. It's always next year. All right. We out. Peace. Good luck, everybody. See you tomorrow. Peace.